Kennewick Man is coming back into the news. A new book includes some of the key findings about the 9,000-year-old skeleton found on the banks of the Columbia River in 1996. And next month, the book's author and the lead researcher on Kennewick Man plans to share the results of years of study. Correspondent Anna King explains.
The speech in Southeast Washington is one of the first times that Doug Owsley will publicly share his team's conclusions about these old bones. Owsley is a forensic anthropologist for the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., and the lead scientist studying Kennewick Man. In addition to his speech, he's promoting his new book. It's called Their Skeletons Speak, and it's intended for young readers. A larger academic volume is expected later. The discovery of Kennewick Man triggered a 9-year-long battle between scientists, the federal government, and Native American tribes who claim the person they call the Ancient One as their ancestor. Kennewick Man buffs, and there are many, should mark October 10th on their calendars. That's the day Owsley will be giving a speech at the Wanapum Heritage Center near Beverly, Washington. I'm Anna King in Richland.